This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, Amanda. I have exciting news, Craig.
What?
I have joined Instagram.
Oh my God. You are the last person in the world. Yes. We can now shut it down.
Even like, I think Jennifer Aniston even beat me to it, right?
So, Amanda, what is, drum roll everybody, what is your Instagram?
Well, you're all going to be sorely disappointed when you go there, but it's
Is it Hot Mama's?
No, it's Agile Amanda.
What? A-G-I-L-E Amanda.
Yes. Same for Twitter. I have resurrected my dead Twitter account, which also has nothing to share. So feel free to follow me and I will follow you back.
If you want to follow nothing, follow Agile Amanda.
Hey, I'm gonna work on doing something. So you get in early, so you'll be the first to know when I actually start doing something cool.
Yes, cool, Amanda. What you got for me?
All right, we've got some social media questions. My 16-year-old daughter has $5,000 she would like to invest.
Whoa! What? How old?
Yes, 16.
Has how much?
$5,000.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That is awesome. I wonder where she's at. Do you have a suggestion of where I should go or how I should invest it?
Well, you know, you're going to hear me say the same old thing. I'm Mr. Consistent, Amanda.
I bet I can name all three this time.
I bet you can. So, guys, this is actually, you know, it doesn't matter how old your kids are, really. If they have money coming in and they want to get excited about investing, all you have to do is you either do it online or you can actually, you know, what's kind of cool though, Amanda, is, hey, what are our three favorite low cost providers that we get nothing from?
We like Vanguard.
Yes.
Schwab.
Yes.
And Fidelity.
Bam. Not bad for a late night podcast.
So, first time for everything.
You know, because Fidelity and Schwab actually have offices you could walk into.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool. I mean, I didn't do that with my kids, but you know, you could take them to the local Schwab office, have them sit down, actually go through the process of opening up the account, and they can see, wow, you know, they're not waving goodbye to their money. They're going to see how the whole process works. Anyway.
Yeah, and maybe they'll get some cool swag if they go in.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? I bet some of those places do give something to the minors, some little gifts and stuff. Anyway, but in order to do something for a minor, you have to open up a custodian account. So there has to be an adult part of that. It's very easy to set it up. Very easy to set up. So you set up a custodian account. And so I would recommend you do that and then put the $5,000 in there. And of course, Amanda, I'm going to tell them to put it in this mutual fund that we keep talking about. The old S&P 500 index fund. And, all three of these companies, everybody has one. And, you know, some of them nowadays from these low cost providers, they've actually dropped it down to zero cost because they're competing against each other right now. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because these funds actually really don't cost anything to run. They're basically taking whatever the Standard & Poor's company says are the top 500, and they just put it into the computer, and the computer automatically does it. It's really, that's why these funds are so low cost. There's not a manager that's sitting there deciding every day what they should get rid of, what they should trim down. There's no managing. It's automated. Mm-hmm. That's why these things are very low cost or no cost.
So I might make an additional suggestion.
Sure.
So not contrary, but it's another option. The other thing that they could consider doing is putting that $5,000 into a 529 education savings plan.
Yes.
Yeah. So same thing. The parent would have to open the plan and then identify the daughter as the beneficiary. So hopefully this daughter trusts her mother with her money. And that would be another option to start saving for college since she's 16. And then if, you know, college doesn't work out or anything, she can certainly roll that into an IRA down the road.
Right.
So either option are good options. Same concept for both.
And I'm going to throw a third option in there.
Okay.
This is a very popular thing to do. So if you go to Vanguard Schwab, let's say you go to Schwab or Fidelity, you can also open up a brokerage account. Once you set up this account, you can do all kinds of things. You can have a bank account, whatever. But let's say you have a kid who's into computer gaming, right? And it's really neat. You get them interested in stocks and stuff. So they could say, well, I play video games. So they could actually put that money towards a video game company that they like, that they're playing their games, because those stocks actually do fairly well. So, if they want to get more into stock investing instead of just putting in a mutual fund, they could put it into something like that if they can afford it. I don't know what some of these shares are costing right now. I think some of them are in the 20s or 30s. So they might be able to get 100 or a couple hundred shares or something. Maybe do partial, some in the index, and then let them go buy some 100 shares of EA Games or Electronic Arts or something like that. Or, it gets them interested in how the financial system works. So that's another thing I've heard is a very popular
idea. The only challenge with that is that, of course, you need to do a lot more homework with that because you both need to be knowledgeable. And, it could be a riskier.
It's much riskier.
Yeah. So you have to be willing to lose all that money then.
But it gets them into researching the company and seeing and actually kids are so smart nowadays. They're on Reddit and everything. And so they can go find out and ask questions and, it gets them to understand how business works, really. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.